Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you for the first live show back in 2017. And wow, it doesn't feel like the first hour is nearly gone at all. Definitely does not feel like it at all. Now, there has been cute, sad music. Where do I have some sad music that I can use for this next story? Because we're going to need it. Where are we? Do we have it here? I think we do. Here we go. Some sad music. Ladies and gentlemen, Australia was facing a garlic bread shortage when the news broke that this week one of Australia's major garlic bread suppliers was recalling their products. There was more than a little upset. George Weston Foods recalled 11 of their garlic bread products from major supermarkets and pizza joints after bits of plastic were found in their margarine blender. Despite the threat of chomping down on plastic while enjoying the tasty bread treat, the garlic bread consumers of Australia were outraged at this unfortunate development. The products were recalled from Woolworths, IGA, Aldi, as well as Pizza Hut and Domino's. While customers compulsively bought up on all remaining garlic bread from their local supermarket, brands were working hard to soothe carb-craving customers on social media. Most of the feedback from the great garlic bread shortage has been fear and outrage, but some commentators have been a little bit more measured with their approach, because luckily, garlic bread isn't the most difficult dish to master. But alas, it is the most delicious dish. If the traditional baguette and garlic butter is a little bit too basic for you, why not try out a good old garlic oil topped focaccia recipe? And ladies and gentlemen, a moment of piano, because if we did silence, we'll get kicked off the air, because the silent thing would come into effect. A moment of piano for garlic bread. The good news is, though, that the recall has been recovered and brands of this type of garlic bread have made its way back to the shelves. Hallelujah! But, wow, grim times there for a little bit, because garlic bread wasn't in supply. So, yeah, rough time there for a while. People were outraged about this, and deservedly so, because garlic bread, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say garlic bread is the best bread. Forget white bread, forget wholemeal bread, and I can't swear on this show, can I? I was going to say something about banana bread that I would then have to dump, and I don't feel like using my dump button in the first hour of the program. Relax. Measured approach. Everything's going to be alright. Just remember what Dr. Wendy told you about taking out your emotional feelings live on air. No, that... this is why I podcast. No, Garlic Bread is coming back into style, but wow, grim times for the citizens of Australia without having any garlic bread in their life. I'm doing it. Just now thinking about it. Anyway. Now that that's out of my system, we can talk about Donald Trump. Yay! As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, we are going to take a quick break here. Then the second hour of the program is going to be wall-to-wall Donald Trump inauguration coverage that you need to know about, because it is a historic moment that happens. Well, inaugurations happen every 4 years, and there's a change of leaders definitely every 8 years, because terms can only get renewed once, unfortunately. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, Dale Campbell here with you. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's 11 o'clock.